Tonight's council meeting, due to the coronavirus and the need for social distancing, this meeting will be held remotely and open to the public by following instructions on the agenda. We'll start with our Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America,
to the republic
which stands
one nation,
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty,
justice
for all.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This meeting is now called to order. In line with the Borough of Seabright's longstanding policy of open government and in compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act, I wish to advise you that adequate notice of this regularly scheduled meeting was sent to the Asbury Park Press and other local newspapers on January 4th, 2021. In each instance, the date, time, and location of the meeting were provided in the notice. This meeting is open to the public. Roll call. Councilmember Birdsall.
He just texted me. He's calling in right now.
Okay. Booker?
Here.
Alana?
Here.
Hiller?
Present.
Tamia?
Present.
Lexi? And Mayor Kelly's here. And I know, I guess Kevin's calling in and Mark said he's running away, so he'll be jumping on too in a little while. All right, we'll start off with the remarks from the audience. If there's anybody on the call who'd like to address the governing body, just state your name and address, and you have up to 3 minutes to address the governing body. Is there anybody on the call who'd like to be heard? All right. Would anyone from the public like to be heard today? All right, we're moving on to our consent agenda. One thing I'd like to note is just a reminder to anyone on the call that we're switching our previously scheduled workshop meetings from Thursday mornings until Wednesday mornings to accommodate a change in one of our council members' permanent schedule for the year. So for the duration of 2021, the schedule will be changed. So our workshops will now be on Wednesday mornings at 8:30, and that will be reflected on the Borough website schedule. That being said, would anyone like to make a motion to approve the items that are on the consent agenda?
So move.
Right, Jeff. Thanks, John.
I'm sorry, who did the second?
That was Jack and John, I believe. Okay.
Thank you.
Council members Birdsall?
Yes, I apologize for my lateness.
That's right, Kevin. Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Hiller?
Yes.
And Lamia?
Yes.
All right, on to our ordinances. Ordinance 2021. The ordinance of the Borough of Seabright amending and supplementing Chapter 130 land use of the Code of the Borough of Seabright to delete, therefore, Article 26. Surface water runoff, and to add thereto the new Article 26 stormwater control regulations. Would anyone like to make a motion to open a public hearing on Ordinance 2-2021?
So moved. Kevin Birdsall.
Second. Right, Jeff. Councilmember Birdsall?
Yes.
Parker?
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Hiller.
Yes.
Lamia.
Yes.
All right, and I assume Mark's not in the call yet. Would anybody like to be heard on this? It's open. All right, make a motion to close the public hearing on Ordinance 2-2021.
So move. Second.
All right, Councilmember Birdsall?
Yes.
Booker?
Yes.
Adelano?
Yes.
Hiller?
Yes.
And Lamia?
Yes.
All right, would anyone like to make a motion to adopt Ordinance 2-2021?
So moved, Kevin.
Second, Jack.
All right, Councilmember Birdsall?
Yes.
Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Hello? Keeler?
Yes.
And Lamy?
Yes, and Mark joined.
All right, next team.
I'm here, but I don't know what that vote was on, so I'm not going to vote.
All right, fair enough. That was when we adopted ordinance 2-2021.
I will vote for that ordinance.
All right.
And I apologize for my tardiness.
That's all right.
And Mayor?
Yes, yeah.
This is a recommendation. The ordinance is 44 pages. I'd like to hear from our engineer, and maybe at a workshop or something, just that he would review this, because there's some sections in here that I think are important for the future of Seabright. I mean, incidents that could happen, what this sort of thing. I'd just like to have a little more knowledge of what's been going on, case histories, etc. If the engineer is familiar enough with it, that he could give us a briefing.
Jack, I can tell you that the engineer helped write this. So he's reviewed it already. This is the stormwater management ordinance is based upon the fact that there's a state regulation that requires us to do this. So the ordinance was written in conjunction between Roger and the board engineer, so he has reviewed it already.
I don't mean for him. I mean just to give us a little thumbnail review of just as elected officials, just to be a little more comfortable with it if we wanted to talk about it. No, I understand.
I misunderstood your question.
Yeah, Jack, Mark,
44 pages of legalese can be a little confusing to the general populace.
I misunderstood Jack's question. I thought he was saying he wanted the engineer to review it to make sure there was nothing adverse in it. I didn't understand that he meant that he wanted the engineer to give us a review. So I'm not
Misunderstood his question. Yeah, no, we'll request our engineer to maybe be present at the next workshop or council meeting.
Give us the cliff notes.
Yeah, for sure. No, Jack, that's a good idea, and we'll do that. All right, on to new business and vouchers in the amount of $339,399.45. Would anyone like to make a motion to approve this voucher list?
So move.
I'll second that, Kevin.
All right, Kevin. Council members Birdsall?
Yes.
Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Lamian?
Yes.
Lexi?
Yeah.
All right, the bachelor list is approved. All right, we are already on to our mayor and council committee comments. I'll briefly state that regarding the dogs on the beach unleashed, and they've increased their patrols, trying to address that. So, and then the chief can speak to us at our next meeting if you like. But they're aware of that.
Can we do something about people picking up after their dogs too?
Yeah, and we can address it with the chief at the next meeting.
Yeah, I appreciate your bringing that up, Mayor. As you know, I received some individual correspondence regarding this issue. I was curious to get the council's perspective, you know, on sort of how we collectively feel about it. I'm of the opinion that we should enforce our ordinances on the books, especially as it pertains to dogs and the message that I got talked about dogs charging people and charging people with other dogs, etc. I think we need to be consistent for all the residents and make sure that we properly enforce ordinances on the books in this regard.
Yeah, and I'll just speak, the police speak for themselves in that last meeting, the next meeting, but basically, I mean, obviously we agree with that. One of the issues is that they're a pretty long, expansive beach, and I think this complaint was on North Beach. And then in season, it's not even accessible by vehicles because of, you know, pipe and clovers forth. So there are, you know, it's tricky to canvas all the north and south beaches. But that being said, the police are aware of that, and it is an issue. I've seen it myself at times. This is big picture stuff. It was interesting. I read today that Texas has officially gotten rid of their mask mandate, and they've opened up businesses 100%. So I hope their endeavor there is successful, and that eventually, you know, especially with vaccines going around and everything, that it successfully spreads to the rest of the country. But it was interesting to read that today, that they've loosened up their COVID restrictions quite a bit, in particular how it applies to businesses. But aside from that, if anyone on the council would like to speak about their committees, the floor is yours. Again, I would just state your name so everybody knows who you are.
This is Councilman Birdsall. I just want to say that just to bring it up on record here, as folks may be very well aware, if you walk in the beach, that they have started kind of pulling the sand back from the seawall. It is specifically downtown. I haven't been able to see if they've done it, started up on North Beach yet, or South Beach, but they are starting to pull the sand back from the seawall from the various storms that we've had over the summer. It's not necessarily the DPW doing it, but it's a third-party contractor that I believe we have hired to help us out there, because obviously we don't really have the staff for that. So, but I want to congratulate the DPW for getting on top of that, and hopefully they can get it finished and get all the pathways and everything done before the 15th cutoff with the piping plovers and everything. So, just be aware that there will be some heavy machinery on the beach. So just be aware where you are and watch for, just stay away from the areas that are being excavated there may be some sinkholes or some loose sand there. We don't want anybody getting hurt.
Thanks, Kevin. Anyone else like to speak?
The Clean Ocean Act is doing a beach sweep coming up in spring. It's going to be on Saturday, April 17th, and everybody's participating in it. So just wanted to make sure everyone's aware of that.
That's 17 April?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yes, Sam, thanks for the reminder on that.
What time is that, Sam?
I'll get back to you on that. I just know it's Saturday, April 17th. I'm sure 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m.
Okay, thank you.
Got it.
Council know the court, our municipal court, is now this Thursday. They will have their first session back in Oceanport at the new facilities. So they're finished with using Rumson this coming Thursday. The courtroom is not quite finished, so they're going to be in a conference room, and again, it's still on Zoom and all that, but they are back in the in what will be the new facility.
All right, excellent. Anything else, Jack, or is that a wrap for you?
I was going to bring up an executive. Maybe I can do it here. There was in my packet, there was a letter from Tony Vaccaro. And he was talking about snow removal on the sidewalks, et cetera, in North Beach. He brought up several points, and I thought maybe I'll put it on for the next workshop just to review that once more.
All right, sounds good, Jack.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks, Jack. Anyone else on the council want to speak?
I'll just speak. We're continuing, Mayor, going back to your point about Texas. This town is continuing to move toward open meetings again, or rather in-person. Meetings are always open. And I'm hoping still that we have a target for our May meeting being done in person. I know Joe's working on it, and hopefully that continues to be that we can accomplish that, because I'd really like to get back to in-person meetings. These meetings are, again, tedious doing them over Zoom, in my opinion. So it'll be nice to get back in person.
Yeah, no, as of today, I'd say that's still pretty feasible, but we'll see how the next month goes. But, you know, I think obviously with the vaccines being pretty widely distributed over the next, I'd say, 6 weeks, you know, that's going to give
And I know, Mayor, that a few other towns are going back to in-person. I just heard that, I believe Monmouth Beach might actually be in-person. Someone just told me that today. I didn't verify that independently, but I believe that Monmouth Beach just had is doing in-person meetings again. So if they can do it, we can do it. And we just have to, you know, get the equipment in place so that we can make it happen.
Yeah, and Rich or Joe could correct me if I'm wrong, but hopefully we can still have a remote option for anyone on, you know, either from the public or even on council who can dial in if they don't feel comfortable going to a public meeting.
That's the plan, is that we would continue to have the remote option for people who don't feel comfortable enough coming to the meeting. And that's really the only hold, my understanding, that's really the only holdup right now, is that we need to get the technology in place so that the council can actually see everyone who's remote, calling in remote, so that we can still hear them and interact with them while still being there in person. And that's really the only holdup. And otherwise, we could just go meet now in person. So we're trying to be inclusive to everybody.
That sounds good, Mark. No, I think that's a good plan in place there, and hopefully we can kick it off.
Mark, one of the other big issues too is from a person on the app, you know, on that's calling in or remote. The big issue there is that it's the separating the voices from each of us as we sit on in the big room. You do get a lot of feedback, and it gets very difficult to really clarify who's speaking, or, you know, if somebody's like, I mean, and not to point Jack out, but Jack is a very low talker. If the microphone is away from him, and people are going to have trouble hearing them on a remote login like this. So we'd have to do something where we either have microphones in front of each of us so that we can speak and be clearly heard across the internet, or something to that effect.
Yeah, good point, Kevin. And I know Joe's taking all that into account, and that's part of, again, the holdup. We have an audio vision. We've hired an AV guy to basically lead us through it. And that, again, that's the only reason that we're not meeting in person right now, because we have to get all the quirks worked out, and we probably would have a test meeting before we even actually did one. So.
And you're probably aware of this, Ray, but I know when I attend other meetings in other towns for business reasons. Usually they'll have, like, if it's a planning board or a historical committee, they'll, you know, if you're in the public, you have to do a little wave thing to, in order to get pretty much access to speak or permission to speak, so that, you know, we can control things a little more easily. So if family's dialing in, because if you have 30 people calling in, then that's a pretty good way to order a little bit.
Absolutely. Yeah, or we have them comment questions, and then whoever's moderating the meeting online will then ask those questions to us in the room, and we'll answer appropriately. That's how that goes, especially when you have big groups.
Yeah, we're not supposed to do that, Kevin, though. We have to have, you have to give the people access to be able to communicate with us, so we can't just be reading the comments.
Okay.
All right, anyone else like to speak to their committees?
Mayor, I did reach out to the PR committee. I haven't heard back from everybody, but once we do, we'll let you know we're going to get together.
All right, John, that sounds good. Thank you.
Mayor, I was just going to mention that we recently had our budget hearings from the various department heads and et cetera over in the Beach Pavilion. Things went smoothly. We certainly went through a lot of material. I believe it's the 16th meeting where we'll have a chance to have a workshop and actually go through the budget. But it appears though things were pretty well in line there.
Yeah, very good, Jeff. Thanks. Yeah, I think they went pretty well. Anyone else like to speak? Anybody left? All right. With that, we do have one item for closed session regarding real estate acquisition discussion and potential real estate acquisition. So unless anybody else has anything else, this will be the end of the public portion of the meeting, and we can make a motion to adjourn the meeting and enter into executive session.
I'll make that motion.
Mayor, can I just...
Yeah, Joe, please speak.
Go ahead, Joe.
We're going back to our Zoom meeting for our closed session. If you look at your agenda.
Yes, yeah, so we dial out and dial back into a different Zoom meeting.
Right. Go to meeting,
yeah.
Go to meeting.
We don't want to commit trademark infringement. Stop it.
Yeah.
Hey, whoever's up on the call, have a great week. Whoever did call in, have a good week. Don.
I will second Mark. I'll second Mark's motion to close the session, and we'll talk to you guys in executive.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
All right, guys. See you in a minute.